Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Sorry I'm late, folks. I had to do some things regarding the cat. So the cat's making messes, and there's a lot going on with this cat. You know, I think cats are actually cooler than dogs. I'm going to say that right now. I love dogs. I've always been a dog person, but this cat has successfully captured my heart. It's captured my heart, folks. I love this cat. It's a really cool animal. It follows me around. It follows me around just like a dog. I've saved its life twice. So what does that mean? He has, what, 7 more lives to go? He's going to outlive me. I don't think I've used all my 9 lives. That's all I can say. All right, folks, I'm going to set the timer. The timer goes 30. Boom, 30. Folks, Venmo, D-Rod1977. D-Rod1977. Is the White House going to bring in Gaza refugees? Looks like it. And they could be coming in the millions, at least in the hundreds and thousands, folks. As protests erupt nationwide on all college campuses. Now, you got to think to yourself, who made that possible? Who funded that? Who was able to bring all of them in? Oh, Mr. O. I'm not going to say his name. President O. Oh, yeah. That's why we're in this situation right now. That's why we're here, folks, because of that. So understand how this is all meticulously engineered. So, but that doesn't mean that doesn't mean they're staying, because I happen to know when Mr. T gets in, a lot of people are going home. Folks, when the lights go out, can you hear me? I tested my mic the other day. And I don't know why I left the video up. I forgot. When the lights go up on Amazon, leave an honest review. Woo! And my mama's book, The Mexican Mix. Leave an honest review on that one as well, folks. Yeah. Noble Gold. Get your gold. You're going to need it. I had a great interview with Rob Cunningham. You guys need to go see that on ninoscorner.tv. Victory is ours, the new system that's coming in. Man, he really is able to articulate and express himself well to where my audience understands it. He's talking about the new monetary system, how it's going to transfer over. I mean, to the detail. Folks, this is a must-see interview. It's a feel-good interview. It's awesome. Rob Cunningham from The Cool Show came on Nino's Corner and really laid it down. So, get your gold, folks. It'll help you. Believe me, it's going to help you. It's helping me. That's all I'm doing. I got some XRP. I got some other things, but really I'm putting it into gold. Gold has gone up more than 81% in the last 5 years. I didn't know that. It is happening. Central banks are ditching the dollar and U.S. treasuries and buying more gold. The good news is it is predicted to go up even more. UBS even said it would go up to 5,000. Noble Gold Investments' phone has been ringing nonstop off the hook. Everyone wants to protect their retirement with gold. You can do the same. Do the same as Nino. And if you want to do it this month, Noble Gold Investments will give you a free 1/4 ounce gold standard coin if you open a qualified account. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com, noblegoldinvestments.com right now, folks. get started. Telegram Nino's Corner, Rumble Nino's Corner, X Nino Boxer, PatriotWare.com, right there. Right there, PatriotWare.com. Got a lot of amazing guests coming on Nino's Corner. Folks, give me a thumbs up if you can hear my mic well. Check it, check it, tick, 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 mic check. Rob Cunningham is up there right now. Victory is ours. Folks, I'm telling you, this guy is an A-plus strategist. He knows what he's talking about. He's a former fighter jet pilot and worked in the financial institutions. Knows his stuff. He knows what he's looking at, knows where this is going. Incredible interview. Rob Cunningham, it's up right now. Victory is ours. Kerry Cassidy, I just did the interview there. I don't think I got to get a word in, but that's normal with Kerry Cassidy. But anyway, that's going to be going up tonight. Kerry Cassidy talking about blockchain and tracking votes. Really important stuff she's talking about. Now, it's up to you to believe her on the rest of the stuff. I leave that to you. Officer Tater, thank you. Tater Hater, thank you. So Nino's Corner is fired. Dr. Pierre Corey, you may have seen him on Tucker Carlson. You may have seen him on Russell Brand. You may have seen him on Rogan. He came on Nino's show, folks. The Ghost is up right now. And Wano Saban's coming back on. He's in Japan. He's in the Orient. Lots of stuff happening with Japan right now if you're paying attention. And that's where he's at. And Sheila Holmes is going to be the next general in the general's tent May 30th, 5 p.m. Sheila Holmes, the next general in the general's tent. She's going to be fun. She's going to be wild. She's going to be fun. All right, folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby. I just soundproofed my room, by the way. You see the foam? I put that up. It was painstakingly. It was a bitch. It was not fun. Takes a while. But I think, does my sound at least sound a little, do I sound a little better? Hopefully I do. All right, folks. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, baby. Yeah. All right. Man, that gets me going every morning. All right, let's talk about this. Let's get into it. The summer of discontent is here, and protests have arrived, as we said they would on Nino's Corner many times. Actually, Juanito has said that a year ago. The summer of discontent is coming. It's here, and it's going to get worse, especially if they bring in refugees. Think about that just for a second. Everybody's coming into the country. The border is wide open. Everybody's coming here unvetted. That doesn't matter who you are. Just come on in. It's a party. You want some cerveza? Orderly, ven para acá. Telling you, folks, it's getting wild, and it's going to get worse. The summer is going to pick up. It's going to intensify. Thank you, Candace. So what do we see? What do we foresee happening from here? More gasoline on the fire. And that's going to happen. So the objective here is to keep bringing them in, keep bringing in more people, and keep stoking the fire. Keep stoking the fire. That's all you got to do. Bring them in, stoke the fire. Bring them in, stoke the fire with foreign conflict. But bring them here so that the chaos erupts just right in America. Really get the division and chaos, really get it erupting. Really stoke the fire. Really piss off more people. That's how you do it. Really simple ABCs. So now they're just adding more ingredients into the cooking pot of chaos. They're in a hurry, folks. You got to remember, folks, they are in a hurry. They do see that shark fin coming at them. Who did I say that shark fin was? Mr. T. He's coming. And I believe you're not stopping this. You're not going to stop this. So as they pour more gasoline on the fires and create more fires, stoke more fires, and then wet it with gasoline, it's just going to intensify, and pick up more and more. Their only hope right now, folks, is to hope. They're hoping these charges somehow stick. But what they don't know is that the rope-a-dope is real. and the boomerang is going to come back around. So the punches that he's absorbing, all the mistreatment, everything that's happening to Mr. T, he's absorbing, and it's going to come right back at you, folks. I'm telling you here on this program, it's coming. It is coming. They're mocking him. They're making fun of him. They feel very arrogant and very confident right now. Part of the plan. Part of the plan, folks. You're not going to hear this. You know, the stuff I say on my program, folks, you're not going to hear anywhere else. You're not going to hear it. I know I'm pretty fringe. I get it. And that's why I try to bring a lot of humor and, like, I kind of bring the news like a jackass because it's fluff tube and I have to do that. Thank you for the super chats. Those of you giving to me on the super chats, thank you. I'm doing my best to relate to you what I know through my conversations and interviews. I somehow believe the clock is ticking for them and the buzzer from hell is about to go off, folks. It's coming. I do see events transpiring up until November as they get more desperate and understand that he ain't going anywhere. Even if he's on house arrest, he'll be optically moved out of the way. Things are still happening, folks. He's not the end-all, be-all. He's just the front man of the band. Let me repeat that again. He's just the front man of the band. I hope that makes sense to a lot of you. Give me a thumbs up if that makes sense. There's a bigger thing happening here. I got to be so vague on YouTube. So White House is now considering welcoming in Palestinians from war-torn Gaza as refugees. So let me get this straight. Israel bombs the shit out of them and with our money. And then now we have to take them in. Oh, yeah. I get it. So America's like the hoe. We're going to be taking them in. I get it. All right. Makes sense to me. The Biden administration is considering bringing in Palestinians to the U.S. as refugees, a move that would offer permanent safe haven to some of those fleeing war-torn Gaza, according to internal federal government documents obtained by CBS News. In recent weeks, the documents show senior officials across several federal U.S. agencies have discussed the practicality of different options to resettle Palestinians from Gaza in America. Thank you for the super chat. I'm an old bastard. What do you say? Keep going, you old bastard. Damn, that's mean. I am getting old. You can see the grays. You can see the grays. I'm owning it. I own it. Got to tell you, it's not fun getting old. Especially you can only age gracefully for so long, and then bam, it's brutal and it's cruel. And I'm witnessing that right now with my parents. One of those proposals involves using the decades-old United States Refugee Admissions Program to welcome Palestinians with U.S. ties who have managed to escape Gaza, who just happened to escape Gaza and enter neighboring Egypt, according to the interagency planning documents. Top U.S. officials have also discussed getting additional Palestinians out of Gaza and processing them as refugees if they have American relatives. All you got to do is just send them to Mexico and they can just walk right in, okay? This is what they're telling you here, and I got to read it the way it's saying it here, but I know what's going on, especially in El Paso. Plus, they're just flying out all over the country. They don't care, but they get themselves a cerveza, some dulce, and they just fly out everywhere. They don't care. They go all over the country. They don't stay here. Sancho knows they don't stay here. They're not staying here, folks. They're going to you, to a town near you, to your motels and hotels. And soon in your neighborhoods, because what they're planning to do here with the 50-minute cities and the whole thing, is they're also going to start developing housing in your neighborhoods to house these people. And if you don't like it, you're a racist. Don't you know that? If you don't like them in your neighborhood, you're racist. You got to accept it. The low-income housing in your neighborhood, when it starts coming, you're going to be like, hey, it's going to bring down the value. Oh, they don't care. You got to get used to Juanito and Sancho. You'll be very lucky if Sancho is your neighbor, by the way. Your wife, your husband will not be lucky, but your wife will be very, very lucky, okay? I'm telling you, folks, we got the playbook. We know what they're going to do. So additional Palestinians out of Gaza and processing them as refugees if they have American relatives. The documents show the plans would require coordination with Egypt, which has so far refused to welcome large numbers of people from Gaza. So Egypt is refusing them, but America is saying, come on in. We need more protests. We want more protests to erupt. Yes, bring them in. Stoke the fire. Do you see what's happening? You see how they're manipulating this and molding this into what they want. Obama, I don't even like to say his name. Let's say Mr. O, Mr. O, Mr. O. Mr. O says Trump is not even considered a serious guy in New York. Really? When was the last time you heard Mr. O make fun of Trump and it didn't end so well for him? It was at some White House dinner. It was at some big dinner. I can't remember what, but he was berating, destroying Trump's character. Mr. O, he's at it again. Former President Mr. O slammed former President Mr. T in a new podcast for not being considered a serious guy. Yeah, he's just not that serious. He's not a serious guy in New York City where Mr. T spent most of his time before the White House, growing his fame and businesses. Mr. O was asked on the Smart Less podcast by co-host Jason Bateman whether he was surprised how quickly the protection and passion for democracy was diluted. How are these people even? It blows my mind how they twist and turn everything and change the. That's what evil does, folks. They steal and make it theirs. Change it, twist it up, and give it back to the liberals. Mr. O responded by noting the trend began during former President Mr. C's time in the White House before accelerating during his presidency. If you're new to my channel, you're going to understand I use a lot of code words and just abbreviations, and I sometimes play charades. You got to get used to it. Got to use your mind a little bit and pick up what I'm laying down. I've been surprised that there haven't been guardrails inside the Republican Party. Mr. T doesn't surprise me, he said, before taking aim at Mr. T. I mean, he comes from New York. There's nobody in New York who does business with him or even lends him money. He's not considered a serious guy here. Mr. O appeared alongside Mrs. C and President Biden in the newest episode of the Smart Less podcast. I'd like to know how many views that got, actually. The trio of presidents recorded the podcast March 28th in New York City. Mr. O went on to explain how he thought more Republicans would say some of Mr. T's behavior went too far. It just went too far. So I was surprised he was even elected, but I wasn't surprised in terms of his behavior. I did expect, and I suspect Bill and Joe, you'd agree with this, but there would be some folks in the Republican Party who would say, no, you can't do that. You can't go that direction. So what he's doing is slamming his character here. Because why, folks? He's panicked. This is panic. This is why I'm reading this to you. He's at it again. They're nervous that they have to get out of their comfort and go do podcasts and slam his character. They see the shark fin coming. They see it coming, folks. Don't lose hope. I'm telling you right now. Victory is ours. It's ours. It's coming, and love it. Like the squirming. Get used to it. Look at it and be like, yes, oh, yeah, they're nervous. They're really nervous. They're so nervous. They're squirming. They're panicking. They don't know what to do. Yeah. Oh, boy, that's how I see this. Oh, that's how I see this. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. Ah, yes. Remember the last time Mr. O mocked Mr. T? Remember that? It didn't work out too well for him. Well, he's at it again. Let's talk about Michael Moore. Michael Moore, he's back. Michael Moore strikes again. He just doesn't go away. But they're all coming out of the woodworks now, aren't they? They're all nervous. So, folks, you got to understand, they're really nervous. They don't know what to do. Michael Moore sends stern warning to Biden on CNN. His chance at not being reelected is so great. It's just so, so great. And it makes Michael Moore very nervous. Makes him very nervous. Why? Because he's a diehard liberal. Michael Moore sent a stern warning to President Joe Biden during a Monday CNN appearance, warning him his support of Israel will lead directly to Mr. T being elected in November. Moore spent the majority of his appearance with Kathleen Collins on The Source, pushing back on accusations of anti-you-know-what, we know what I'm going to say there, of encampment protests in multiple states, including New York and Columbia University. Over 100 students have been arrested at Columbia pro-Palestinian demonstration, including the daughter of Rep. Ilhan Omar. She's still around. Ilhan Omar. Collins noted that CNN has directly reported on instances of anti-you-know-what, but also pointed to a CNN poll showing more than 80% of voters under the age of 30 disagree with Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war and Israel strikes in Gaza. So most people under the age of 30 do not agree with this. And Michael Moore is sending a stern warning to the White House saying, you better get your act together. We got to have you here for another 4 years. Because I just love life right now. It's so beautiful. I love the economy. I love World War. It's amazing. I love to just have a picnic and watch nuclear bombs go off. It's amazing. Mr. T says it depends if there will be violence if he loses the 24 election to you-know-who. Former President Mr. T is playing down but not ruling out the possibility of political violence if he loses the November election. I don't think we're going to have that. I think we're going to win, Mr. T told Time Magazine in a cover story published on Tuesday. Oh, boy, I can't believe he had the balls to do a Time Magazine story. You know they're going to edit, chop, and slice and dice that the way they want to do it. Sancho is a muff diver. Yes, he is. Do y'all like my Captain America shirt today? Folks, the contest is going. I got to remember to say this. The contest is going. It's running. $1,500 for first place. Like, share the video, 1,000 for second place, and 500 for third place. Screenshot all your likes and shares every time I do a video, and email it to Nino's Contest, that's plural, Nino's Contest at Gmail, and we'll pick the three best. The most consistent, the ones who share it the most to the bigger audiences, all right. So MSNBC reports that Trump has been sleeping in court a lot. Lawyers are trying different devices to keep Trump awake. What? So you got to understand that he's not even worried. Okay. If you're sleeping in court, You're basically saying this to everybody there. You're not worried. MSNBC legal correspondent Lisa Rubio torpedoed ex-President Donald Trump for sleeping in court again, reporting the defense has tried a number of different devices to keep Trump awake without much success. Does that look like a man that's worried to you folks? Because it doesn't to me. He's not worried. I don't care what they're putting out there. I don't care what they try. Try to look at this as like kids in a sandbox making a mess. We got the whole perimeter. We got them. We're letting them make the mess in their system, in their sandbox, but we got all the perimeter outlined. We got the higher ground, and we're just watching them in this confined area. That's theirs, America Inc. That's going to be brought down. It's getting brought down, and Rob Cunningham explains this very well. Also, we did this with Kerry Cassidy. You got to go to ninoscorner.tv and watch those. I mean, it's amazing. They are make you feel really good, folks. So Trump's trial on the 34 felony counts of allegedly falsifying business records to pay off porn star Stormy Daniels has been marked by an embarrassing theme. Since it was first reported that Trump fell asleep in court, the man who nicknamed his rival Sleepy Joe has been caught napping in court at least half a dozen times. Let me tell you why he's doing this. He's not worried, and neither should you be. He has the higher ground. He knows this. I'll tell you what, if I was in his situation and I was taking on the world globalist and I was taking on the deep state, I wouldn't be falling asleep. I'd be nervous. I'd be like, shit, I may have bit off too much I can chew and I don't know what to do now. This man is falling asleep. That means he's very comfortable to the point where he finds it totally acceptable to be in front of a judge, in front of the lawyers, everybody there, the whole court, and take naps. That tells you something. Ruben and MSNBC contributor Sue Craig were on hand to report live from the hush money election interference trial on Tuesday edition of MSNBC's Chris Jason reports, during which Ruben detailed the measures Trump's team have taken to try and keep him awake. So they have to try devices, maybe clap in his face a little bit. They're trying to keep him awake. But I'm going to tell you this. What I've learned from the people that I talk to on my program, and this is true. I'm going to tell you this right now. What I've learned. It's very compartmentalized. I'm really learning this. People that you would think that would be read in are not read in. And I would say 98 to 99% of people around Mr. T don't know what the fuck is up. It's compartmentalized, folks. I think there's just a select maybe dozen people that really know what's going on. And I'm just going to say that. That's just my opinion. It's really just an opinion. It's kind of what I'm observing. It's kind of how I'm seeing this. Because I've done thousands of interviews, folks, on this subject. I'm covering this day and night. And what I see is compartmentalization to the highest degree. Well, what this person knows, that person doesn't know. What this person knows, they don't know that. It's highly compartmentalized. This is very strategic, and it's at a level none of us can even comprehend. And I even think I'm going to venture to say this. Not even Mr. T knows some of the things. I'm going to say that right now. Let me know if you all agree with me. Give me a thumbs up. Please share and like the video. Please share and like the video because it's low viewership right now, and this is embarrassing. All right. White House officially claims Biden has made 148 mistakes during 2024 public remarks. I think the first big mistake is that he's in the White House. That's just my opinion. White House communication staff has had to correct President Joe Biden's public remarks at least 148 times since the beginning of 2024. A review of official White House transcripts shows the White House releases an official transcript anytime the president gives a speech or takes questions, folks. Communication staff frequently correct, add, or alter Biden's official remarks in order to either bring them into compliance with official White House policy or, in some cases, reality. A Daily Caller analysis showed in several cases, official statements had to be changed to convey the exact opposite of what Biden actually said. So, through 118 statements, folks, speeches and chats with reporters spanning from January 1st to April 24th, the White House has officially updated the transcript with corrections to what the president said out loud at least 148 times. The timer has gone off. It's time for some Gundry cleanse, folks. Gut cleanse protocol. Stay with me. Stay with me just for a second. Speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by potential toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. And I don't eat that shit. I've actually learned what they are. I'm not allowed to say it, but I've learned what the foods are. And I'm telling you what, I become more regular, folks. And I like that. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues. According to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist, this is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain and fatigue and digestive discomfort and stiff joints, even skin problems. I think my skin looks pretty good for 46 years old. Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these healthy foods that you think are healthy, and it's far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix the problem from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain this hidden potential toxin. Go to gutcleanseprotocol.com/Nino. gutcleanseprotocol.com/Nino and get started, folks. All right, let's get back. How many people did I lose there? Probably quite a few, but I think they'll be back. I think they'll be back. So as the White House considers bringing in more Gaza refugees, along with Chinese, along with Venezuelans, along with El Salvadorians, everybody's coming here, folks. The borders are wide open. So as we consider bringing in more Gaza refugees from Gaza, who brought in millions? Who brought in millions before? It was Mr. O for a time such as now. Columbia University anti-Israel protests live updates. Columbia faculty blame school leadership for disastrous lapses of judgment amid anti-Israel protests. The fire's being stoked, folks. The fire is being stoked. NYPD has seen mobilizing. So the NYPD now is mobilizing the Columbia University's anti-Israel protests on Tuesday evening. Video shows Columbia students who took over Hamilton Hall are now facing expulsion. I used to love that. Don't threaten me with a good time. I wasn't the greatest student, but whatever. Are now facing expulsion, according to a memo sent out by the Ivy League school. NYPD also laid out possible charges for Columbia protesters on campus grounds, in encampments, and those who have taken over Hamilton Hall. For the individuals that are inside the Hamilton Hall building, they'll be charged with burglary in the third degree, criminal mischief, and trespassing. The individuals that are on campus outside, they will be charged with trespassing and disorderly conduct. NYPD Deputy Commissioner of Operations Kaz Daughtry said at the press conference on Tuesday. campus protests and unrest disrupt colleges all across the United States. So now this is spreading like wildfire, folks. Campus protests and unrest disrupt colleges across the U.S. Clashes between law enforcement and college students are taking place across the nation, with many protesters facing arrest or expulsion, and their call for divestment from companies that support Israel and the ongoing war in Gaza. Some schools like Yale and Brown have cleared encampments on campus. While chaos continues at other schools like UNC, Chapel Hill, where classes have been canceled, and Columbia, where students are occupying Hamilton Hall. Meanwhile, in Texas, the Travis County prosecutor called for University of Texas at Austin leadership to initiate a compromise with student protest organizers as police presence on campus and arrests are dwindling down. But in UCLA, violence erupts. Violence is now erupting in the UCLA campus between rival Gaza protest groups. And how do you remedy this? You bring more Gaza refugees into America. That's how you take care of the problem, right? Well, according to the White House, that's how you do it. I tell you, man, violent clashes broke out on the campus of the University of California in Los Angeles early on Wednesday morning. Violent. They were really violent. When counter demonstrations attacked a pro-Palestinian protest encampment hours after New York City police cleaned pro-Palestinian protesters out of the academic building that had been taken over at Columbia University. Aerial footage showed people wielding sticks and poles to attack each other and holding wooden boards up as makeshift barricades to protect pro-Palestinian protesters at UCLA. Some holding placards and umbrellas. At least one firework was thrown into the camp. Administrators at the university called in law enforcement officers to try to stem the violence, which is the worst since counter-protesters who support Israel set up the rival protest area near the pro-Palestinian encampment. Horrific acts of violence occurred at the encampment tonight, and we immediately called law enforcement for mutual aid and support. Vice Chancellor at the university said the fire department and medical personnel are on the scene. We are sickened by the senseless violence and it must end. This is getting crazy. And I think this is going to erupt more and more throughout the summer and as we go into fall. The summer of discontent will lead into events, I think. Just my opinion. I think this is the perfect recipe right now. These are the perfect ingredients for the recipe of chaos. How do you know someone's a rhino? Who told you first? Mike Johnson. Who warned about Mike Johnson? From the get-go, folks. From the get-go, I said, can't serve two masters. Can't serve two masters. Democratic leaders say they'll shield Speaker Johnson from green motion to vacate. So they got his back. The Democrats have got Mike Johnson's back. House Democrat leaders announced Tuesday they will protect Mike Johnson, Speaker Mike Johnson, from a potential conservative coup, all but ensuring the Speaker will keep the gavel through the remainder of the term. The proclamation from Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Democratic Whip Catherine Clark, and Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar is a remarkable development in the turbulent Speaker saga that's hobbled the GOP's governing majority from the earliest days of the 118th Congress. An unprecedented promise by the minority party to prop up an opposing leader for the sake of stabilizing chamber business. So now you got the Democrats taking over. Basically, what they're saying here is, we got your back, Mike Johnson. Don't worry about anything. We got you because we know who you are. And now we all know who he is, right, folks? We know who he is. That wolf in sheep's clothing. But he sure played a good part, huh? When he got up there praying in public, letting everyone know, I serve Jesus Christ. But you're in the secret handshake club. So who really do you serve? Can't serve both, sorry. And now we know who you are, but you're okay with that. You're totally fine with that. See, folks, they put these people in high positions of power. You don't just get there. Let's get to border news. In border news. Wow, I finally hit 3,008. Finally made it over the 3,000 mark today. What a fucking shit day today has been. Border news. Texas rancher wants Greg Abbott to pay him a premium on the border wall. Really? Texas rancher and dentist who says he lives on prime real estate in a more rural. I need to do some tongue exercises. Rural area wants a premium price for a border wall to be built on his dense property. Gary Schwartz, an oral surgeon from the Rio Grande Valley, lives about 3 miles from the United States-Mexico border in Zapata County, an area with about 14,000 residents located east of Laredo. I've been to Laredo. Not my favorite. I have a lot of friends in Laredo. If you think El Paso is a border town, go to Laredo. A lot of narcos there. And I'll tell you what. They don't give a shit. They just flaunt that. If you're in Laredo, where was that place I ate at? Denny's? Not Denny's. There's a good little breakfast place in Laredo. Is someone from Laredo on here? I know I have some Laredo fans. Schwartz! But anyone from Laredo on here? Anybody from Laredo on here? What's the place I'm talking about? The breakfast place? It's like it's its own thing in Laredo. I used to love to eat there. It's a Mexican little place. It's delicious. Anyway. All right. So I need more proof. All right. So Zapata County Judge Joe Rothmel told Border Reporter in mid-April that the first segment of the state-sponsored border wall in South Texas was being built on private land without the county's discretion. This is on this guy's land. This is this guy's property, and they don't want him to build it. Work was reportedly spotted off Highway 83 close to the southern border, some 3 miles east of the Webb County line. Schwartz, a neighbor of the unknown individual whose property is being bolstered with metal bollards, told Border Report that he too has been approached by the state to erect a border on his ranch, La Perda, deer hunting and bass fishing enclave situated along Highway 83. The state reportedly wants to build on a stretch of land he owns that extends to the Rio Grande Valley, which is something Schwartz is considering, even though that river provides water directly to his ranch, which, if built upon, should provide him with fair compensation. I think the state should pay me a reasonable premium as a business would. That's number one, Schwartz said. Number two, I got to be able to protect the pump and protect my land. I heard that they're coming over in the thousands in some of these areas, some in the thousands, especially in Laredo. Laredo, I think, is a lot different than El Paso. I mean, I know El Paso gets a lot of heat and negative press, but I'm telling you, man, I've been to both places and, I don't know. Laredo takes a cake for me. It takes a cake for me. Border agents arrest 24 migrants, 3 alleged smugglers at RV park. El Paso, Texas. 3 drivers and 24 migrants are in custody after border agents tracked a caravan of SUVs and a pickup from a highway near the border of an empty RV park near Columbus, New Mexico. Did you guys know a little history about Columbus, New Mexico? That's the first invasion from another country on American soil was done in Columbus, New Mexico. Fun fact. I think I'm right. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. But it was done by Pancho Villa. Am I right? Do people know their history? Am I correct in saying that? Pancho Villa was the first one to storm American soil in Columbus, New Mexico. Three vehicles traveling in tandem on New Mexico State Road 9 in the early hours of April 24th attracted the attention of border agents because they appeared to be following a speeding white Ford F-150. The lead truck kept going, but two Ford Expedition SUVs and a Dodge Ram pickup, all with Chihuahua, Mexico license plates. Let me tell you something about that. You see them all over El Paso. But, folks, that's normal. That's the way it's always been here. It's Pancho Villa, Vela, and they are the Alamo War. We Sancho. Sancho invades houses with beautiful wives. Remember the Alamo. So, court records show several U.S. Border Patrol agents converged at the RV park and began questioning the drivers. The agent saw several individuals, some wearing camouflage clothing, trying to hide in the back of each vehicle. According to the complaint affidavit filed Friday in the U.S. District Court for the District of New Mexico, drivers Eduardo Marin Gomez, Oscar Perez Marcoyo, and Kevin Corral Ochoa told guests separately they were hired by a man from Juarez, Mexico, to drive an unspecified number of unauthorized migrants from the side of New Mexico Highway 9 to Phoenix, Arizona, for money. Folks, I got to tell you, do you know that I used to smuggle drugs when I was in high school? The biggest hub, the two biggest hubs that we would drop off at were Phoenix, Arizona, and Albuquerque, New Mexico. Let me tell you, folks, I did it twice. I did a small run when I was a junior, and then a sophomore, and then a junior. I did a big run. And almost got caught, and it scared the shit out of me and set me straight. And then I said, you know what? Forget the hard stuff. I'm just going to smuggle steroids. So I started smuggling steroids from Juarez, from the Farmacias, to cross over the bridge, drop them off. One time I'm with my buddy. You guys want to hear this story? This is the story. This is the one real story that stopped it all. This story scared me straight. This is the story. I was with my buddy Artie, who is about big dude. I'm about 6'4 and a half. He's about 6'6. Two huge guys. We used to go there, get drunk, load up on some juice, load up on the sauce, party, hit on women, do everything. It was like the Wild West, folks. And we were probably about 16, 17 years old. Anyway, so this is what happened. I took my dad's town car, my dad's black town car with tinted black windows, over the bridge with Artie. And there's two stories in this. I'm just going to tell the rated G version of this story. We go to the Farmacia and we buy about, I don't know, maybe about $5,000 worth of juice. And we put it in some shoe boxes and they're plastic syringes. So you can hear the plastic. So we're like, when you're crunkling the syringes, we bought Decadurabalin, we bought Primobalin, we bought some Sostanon. It was crazy. We pack it into the shoe boxes. We had like three shoe boxes and we put them in my dad's looking town car back seat opened up. So we're on the strip right there, wide open for everyone to see. We're packing this stuff in the back of the town car for everyone walking by can see this. We shut the town car's back seat and I go, all right, man, let's go. We're ready. And Artie's driving the car. I'm in the passenger seat. And as we're driving over the bridge, I tell him, I say, you know, man, I don't feel too comfortable about this. I'm going to take it all out of the back seat. He goes, all right, whatever. So I go back in the back seat. I take it all out and I go, oh, man, I started panicking, folks. I started losing my wevels. And I told him, I go, you know what, man, let's put it under this seat. So I put it under the front seat. I start putting all the stuff under the front seat. And now I can see Artie. He's starting to panic. He's starting to panic a little bit. He's looking at me. He's sweating. So I say, oh, man, I don't like this either, man. And now we're at the midpoint over the bridge going down into customs. And I tell him, I go, man, I can't do this. We got to just take him out of the boxes. So we take them all out of the boxes and start packing them on us. Start packing it all over our shorts, under our T-shirts. And our pants now, our shorts are sticking out like this. And if you just touch the shorts, you can hear the crunkling of the plastic of the syringes. So now all of the juice is on us, folks. It's on us. So now we're pulling up to the customs, and they're looking at us. And the guy, oh, side note, before we left over the bridge, a guy cut us off and flipped us off. So I got out of the car. I thought I was a big, bad dude back then. And I started yelling at him on the line, in the line, and I scared the shit out of this guy. I guess he thought I was going to beat his ass. Anyway, that guy was ahead of us the whole way. Little did we know, he watched us do the whole damn thing. He watched us put the juice in the back of the car. So when we got to customs, that guy in the brown van tells the custom agents, those guys are smuggling something. We saw them point to us. And I look at Artie and I go, oh, shit. So as we're coming into customs, I start throwing everything out of the car, the plastic, so that they couldn't touch the plastic. And now I'm emptying shit, panicking, putting it back on me, thinking that that's going to somehow help. Anyway, we get to the customs. And the Border Patrol agent says, all right, guys, what are you bringing back? And we're like, oh, nothing. We just came here to party. Really? Did you really? And we're like, yeah, we did. What'd you do here? Well, we went to the mariachi bar. We went to La Playa. We went to Tequila Derby. We partied at Sarawak a little bit. We had some beers. He goes, you've been drinking? Well, yeah, we've been drinking. All right, pull over right over there. So now we're looking at each other sweating. Tells us to pull over. So we pull over where they check your car. And sure enough, they bring a big white Labrador dog. And they go, okay, guys, can you open your car up? So we get out. Now, remember, all of this stuff is on us now. And I threw all the plastic boxes out on the bridge. So the bridge is now littered with plastic steroid boxes. As I'm on the bridge, so as he's checking the car with the dog, what's the first place he opens up? The back seat. Like he knew to go there. Like he zoned in on it. He went there, opened up the back seat, put the dog in there, didn't find nothing. Then what did he do? He went to the front seat where I put the stuff down there, because the second place I hid the stuff that I was scared. So he checked that, the front seat, the dog sniffing around, looking around in there. They don't find anything. So then they look at us and they're like talking with each other. And I'm talking, we are sweating bullets, scared. My knees were shaking. And, I told Artie, just play it cool, man. Play it as cool as you can. He goes, okay, guys, empty out your pockets. So we dig into our pockets, empty everything out, car keys, $10. You know, I didn't have much money back then. $10. I threw up. And the first thing that lands on the counter, on the silver counter, a pharmacy card with the pharmacist's number on it. Okay. Staring at this guy right in the face. And the second he turned to tell his dog something, I went, whip. I could have been a magician. I went, wham, took the card, put it back in my pocket so he couldn't see it. I don't know how I reacted so fast. So then what does he say to me and Artie? He says, all right, guys, I'm going to pat you down now. And then I knew right then the gig's up. I knew we're going to jail. We're going to go probably spend life in jail. I don't know what the sentence would be for as much steroids as we were bringing over. But I looked at Artie and he looked at me and I go, damn, dude, we are screwed. So what does Artie do? This is genius. As the guy's patting me down, I turn and Art cuts a huge fart. I'm talking. The Border Patrol agent goes, whoa, man, what's wrong with you? Artie starts going, oh, I don't know, bro. I ate too much Mexican food. The guy then goes, man, you guys, dude, fuck. He goes, all right, man, just get out of here. Just get out of here. And we leave thanks to Art's fart. Okay? Just because that guy cut the dirty-ass fart, we got off. Okay? No lie. True story. We drive off. We pull over on the side, and we both profusely vomit because we knew how close we are to going to jail. No bullshit. That really happened. Art's fart saved the day. And that's a true story, side story for you folks. All right, folks. Laid off former Tyson Foods chicken farmers face high costs switching to eggs. Chicago, April 30th. Some U.S. farmers who once raised chickens for Tyson Foods to slaughter are shifting to sell eggs instead. Instead, after the meat packer closed six plants, folks. Six plants. A move that left local suppliers with limited options for work. In one example, former Tyson suppliers in Central Virginia formed a cooperative that will produce cage-free eggs for Indiana-based Dutch County Organics and a dozen farms after Tyson closed its nearby Glen Allen plant last year. Wow. So they're closing a lot of plants, folks, and they're trying to switch to eggs. In Dexter, Missouri, the world's largest, biggest egg company, Calmaine Foods, in March finalized a deal to buy another chicken meat plant. So they're getting rid of the chicken meat plants and switching to eggs. What does that tell you? I don't know. I'm very open to having my own chickens, except I'm not going to pluck them and eat them. The switch to eggs, which carries high costs, reflects the tough choices former Tyson suppliers around the country must make following the company's 2023 decision to shut plants down in an effort to return to profitability in its chicken business. So welcome to Biden's America, folks. That means, you know what that means? Costs of chicken is going to go up. You all like chicken sandwiches? You like a nice chicken roast? You might just be eating eggs very soon. Blue hole in largest ever discovered at 1.3 kilometers feet deep, and scientists haven't reached the bottom yet. So I have a challenge to all the cave divers out there. You got your work cut out for you. Scientists have identified what could potentially be the deepest known blue hole in the world, extending so far down that the bottom has not yet been reached. Researchers described how the underwater abyss's extensive depths could harbor a biodiversity to be explored in a recent study published in the journal Frontiers in Marine Science. Indeed, new measurements taken during a December scuba diving expedition indicate that the Tom Jablu hole, located in Chetumal Bay of the Yucatan Peninsula, extends at least 1,380 feet below sea level, nearly the height of the Trump Tower in Chicago. That's 480 feet deeper than the previous record holder in Sancha Yongo Blue Hole, a.k.a. the Dragon Hole, in the South China Sea, which measures 990 feet to the bottom. What do you think these are, folks? I think these could be portals, just my opinion. I think they could be portals. Did you hear about that submarine that was at the bottom of the ocean? And the guy, the driver of this scene, of this submarine, mysteriously died in a helicopter crash just days after he was going to come out and say what he found. What he found at the bottom of the ocean, folks, when he was down there, they went in a submarine and went down there. They found another body of water that looked like another dimension. And they went down at the bottom of the ocean and tapped on this water, and it was like saline. It was like another. It even had coral growing out of it, all kinds of at the bottom of the ocean, clams, all kind of weird stuff. It looked like a lake at the bottom of the ocean. And as soon as they went, they wanted to go public with it and show documentation of it, evidence, gone. Good luck next time. Yeah, died in a helicopter crash. There's so much on this planet that we don't know, folks. I'm telling you that right now. You even hear Tucker Carlson talking about UFOs, aliens, and what does he say? I think they've been here all along. I think Tucker has been pulled aside and given a lot of information, folks. That's me. And he's dropping it, drip, 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 dropping it to you all. Just my opinion. Just my opinion. Yeah, and his whole crew. Correct, Liz. Folks, if I'm doing well today, I need a little boost. I need a pat on the ass. We got low viewership today. Can you give me a pat on the ass? Can you give me a thumbs up and make me feel good about myself? Please, folks. I'm not feeling so good about myself. Give me a thumbs up, por favor. Oh, yeah, he knows more than he's saying. I feel that as well. Thank you. I like how some people's hands are black, some people's hands are white, and some people's hands are yellow. If your hand's yellow, does that mean you're ding-dong-ding-dong? Do I have a lot of you watching me? Britney Spears news. Britney Spears. I know a lot of you don't want me to cover entertainment, but I'm going to. Britney Spears, bitter love split. Spats with sons and burning through her $50 million more fortune. How Britney Spears' life has gone into free fall. I feel so bad for this girl, man. Because you know she was... Yeah. These young child stars, man. I mean, they're later in life just go to hell. Go to hell in a handbasket. I don't envy any of these kids, child stars. None of them. Michael Jackson being the most obvious. It was a court case that raged on for years as Free Britney campaigners fought for pop superstar Britney Spears to be released from a legal arrangement that gave her little power over her own life. Have you guys seen her Instagram? Have you seen this lady's Instagram? Is there any pictures in there where she's not naked? I mean, she twirls a lot. She likes to do her little twirls with knives. But 2.5 years after she was freed from her 13-year conservatorship, which had given her father Jaime, is that her dad's name Jaime or Jamie, control over personal life and finances, there are major questions over whether throwing her back into the deep end of life without any help is the right thing to do. Since November 2021, the toxic singer has been hit by disaster after disaster after things have gone wrong. Gone from bad to worse. Britney, who is 42, she's 42 years old now. Damn, she's married to her third husband, actor Sam Asghari, 30. Her husband's 30, huh? She married younger. In June 2022, after they began dating in 2016, but they split 13 months later amid allegations, she attacked him as he slept and left him with a black eye and bite marks. Then her sons, Preston, 18, and Jaden, 17, damn, moved to Hawaii with their dad, Kevin Federline, 46, and publicly begged their mom to stop stripping off and dancing videos posted on Instagram. Can you imagine how embarrassing that is? Doc Ride, thank you. Can you imagine how embarrassing that your mom would be on Instagram dancing naked with knives twirling around? The pop favorite, who has sold more than 150 million records, is now living an increasingly dysfunctional and isolated life, according to sources in the U.S. And there are concerns she is burning through her $50 million. How do you burn through $50 million? Well, you know, I guess it is pretty easy if you have that kind of life. $50 million worth of records is now living an increasingly dysfunctional and isolated life. $50 million fortune, splashing her cash on eye-watering, expensive luxury holidays. Yesterday, U.S. gossip website TMZ claimed she has been spending millions of dollars on regular trips to French Polynesia every couple months, blowing the money on private jets, luxury hotels, and staff. Oh, man, that's going to go quick. Then there have also been monthly trips to Hawaii, costing $280,000 a pop, where she stays in the presidential suite at the Four Seasons. When this all goes, folks, I know a lot of boxers. I know a lot of boxers who were champion boxers who made their paydays, and now they're broke, and they're alcoholics, and they're drug users. I don't know many fighters, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know many boxers out there that have successfully retired with cash and invested properly and made good choices. To me, they don't exist. I mean, there's an exception to every rule. I'm probably one of the exceptions that I was able to pivot and do something else. Most fighters, for the most part, and I'm not knocking them for this, but most fighters, for the most part, get into drugs. They got to keep the adrenaline going, keep the stimulation going. So they fall into drugs, alcohol, and die young ages. You know, young being in their 30s to 40s to even 50s. They don't like. There's a real dark side to the sports game, folks, that I've seen. I've seen it. The dark side of entertainment, the dark side of sports. You only hear these people when they're on top. You don't know what happens to them when they fall from grace. I was an athlete that fell from grace. What I'm doing right now is a miracle. I was there, folks. I was in the gutter, but I didn't stop believing in the man upstairs. That's the difference. I keep my eye on God. I quit drinking. I made sacrifices, and I made my life better. Yeah, I'm doing podcasting now. I'm a YouTuber, but hey, at least I'm a YouTuber and not a drug dealer, alcoholic, drug user out on the street, because that's where I was going. I promise you that's where I was going. That's where I was. I wasn't headed there. I was there. I wanted to do this. I was already there, folks. So I'm on bonus time right now. When I see people like Britney Spears and other people, I feel sorry for them. I have sympathy for them. But only you can pull yourself out of the gutter. Nobody else. Help from God. Believe in God. You know, when I was really contemplating doing this to myself, I asked myself, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to go for it. I'm just going to end it. I can't live like this anymore. And I was going to go for it. And then I had to think about it. Did I ever really give God a chance? The answer to that question was, well, I put myself on the line. I got in the ring and fought. I had faith in God, but that wasn't really giving God a chance. What would be giving God a chance? Have I ever really let God work in my life? And the answer was no, I haven't. And I kept getting nudged for months and months at a time. Quit drinking. Quit drinking, and I'll open the world. You're going to do something different, Dave. It's not. It has nothing to do with boxing. I kept hearing this. I'll open the world to you. I'm not kidding you, folks. I heard this over and over in my soul. Quit drinking, and I'm going to help you out. Quit drinking, and things will open up for you. And I thought to myself, well, before I do this, maybe I should give God a chance. Okay. All right. You got a deal. I'll quit drinking. And I did. And here I am now. And I want to say thank you to all of you that come on here and watch my programs and keep me going. You keep me being sober. And that's the truth. So I did give God a chance. And he's working in my life right now. That's all I can say. Maybe you should do the same. Any of you out there that have vices, maybe some of you don't know what to do. Maybe sacrifice something. It creates a vacuum, and then something fills it. Be patient. It's going to suck at first. Endure the hardship. Endure the trials and tribulations. God will test you. You really want this? You really want what I'm about to give you? I'm going to test you a little bit. Let's make life hard for you to where you want to go back to the bar. And then you pass each test, because it's all a test. You pass each test, and you get better and you get stronger. And the next thing you know, your life starts blossoming. In what the fuck news, a crazy sword-wielding psychopath takes to the streets, folks. 14-year-old dead, 4 others injured after sword-wielding attacker goes on rampage in London. See, it's not guns that kill people. Crazy people kill people. If you're crazy, you'll find anything to use. I can use a vehicle. I can use a shovel. I can use a sword. I can use a knife. I can even use a spoon if I went for your eyes. A man wielding a sword went on the attack in London early Tuesday, killing a 14-year-old boy and injuring at least four others, including two cops, after first driving a van into a house, according to authorities. Shocking images show the unidentified suspect in a yellow hoodie holding the terrifying-looking weapon around 7 a.m. while walking through a street near Howlett Tube Station in northeast London. He was running around with a samurai sword, one witness told the Telegraph. After another heard a woman's terrifying scream and then the words, "He's got a massive knife! He's got a massive knife, mate! He's got a massive knife!" "He's got a massive sword!" A lot of people could have taken that wrong, especially if it was Sancho. "He has got a massive sword, believe me." The first people stabbed were at the house where a suspect crashed his van into, according to cops, who did not elaborate on whether the property or his occupants were deliberately targeted. The suspect went on to attack other members of the public, and two police officers, said the rep for the police force. Stuart Bell, the chief superintendent at London's Metropolitan Police, later announced with great sadness that a 14-year-old boy had died from the injuries. Thank you very much for the super chat. He was taken to the hospital after being stabbed and sadly died in a short while after, Bell said, sending thoughts to the boy's family at his unimaginably difficult time. "The events of this morning are truly horrific, and I cannot begin to imagine how those affected from the crime must be feeling." The four other people stabbed, including two cops, are in local hospitals, but thankfully their injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. You know who else has been stabbed? You know who else had their throat slit open? Me. I've been through a lot. I'm on bonus time, folks. If you want to learn more about my story, when the lights go out, I put it all on here. I might make a sequel called "The Lights Go Back On." I don't know. All right, folks, I'm out of here. I gotta go. I'm gonna jump on with Laura Eisenhower right now. Folks, let's get the likes up. Let's beat the algorithm. Let's beat YouTube at their own game. Like and share. Like and share. Send it to Nino's Corners. No, Nino's Contests at Gmail. Nino's Contests at Gmail. All right, folks, I'm out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, baby, right here. I'll see you Friday, 9:30 a.m. Later.